on Connecticut College Week. To find meaning, look into history. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Derek Turner, professor of philosophy, discusses how learning history can change our feelings about a thing or place.
Some 430 million years ago, a chunk of land called Avalonia completed an amazing geological journey. After breaking off from a much bigger landmass, it drifted northward for tens of millions of years, and then collided with the continent that we now know as North America. Today, there's a geologically distinctive sliver of the Earth's crust running from southeastern Connecticut to the Canadian Maritime provinces that was once part of Avalonia. Now, this is a remarkable story, and one question that philosophers of science ask is how scientists can figure out what happened so far back in the deep past. Historical science is not just about knowledge, though. Historical sciences like geology also have an important aesthetic side. This aesthetic side has to do with our experience of places and landscapes. Think about how learning about the history of a thing can affect our relationship to it and change how we appreciate it. You might see an item for sale in an antique shop and think nothing of it. But if you learned that the item once belonged to someone you care about, that would change how you think about it, how you value it, and how you experience it. In our aesthetic engagement with things around us, the past is always present. This, in turn, should bear on how we think about historical science. Investigating the deep history of places is not only about gaining knowledge, though it is about that, but it's also a way of cultivating sense of place. Science itself is a way of enriching our aesthetic engagement with landscapes and a way of bettering our relationships to places.
That was Derek Turner of Connecticut College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.